Well, good evening, my fellow Americans, and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the nation and around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, back with you tonight, coming to you from our two military and police associations up here in the great Rocky Mountains of the USA. Welcome back, folks. Good to be with you tonight. We have a guest on tonight, a very important guest, folks, with a very important message to all of us out here. We've got to get back on our metering and monitoring of the hate crimes legislation here in the USA. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit tonight with our dear brother, Reverend Ted Pike, who's on with us right now. And it's getting very serious, folks, as they're snatching people from around the world. Matter of fact, Reverend Ted Pike and I might be snatched as us talking about this tonight and be hauled off to Germany for their hate crimes that they have down there. But let's go to Reverend Ted Pike right now and talk about Dr. Frederick Tobin being snatched off an airplane and arrested for hate crimes in Germany, but he was in Australia when he talked about these things. Let's go right now to Reverend Ted Pike. Reverend Ted Pike, God bless you, brother. Thank you for coming on tonight.
Well, thanks for having me, Jack.
Good to have you here. Yeah, explain to us what happened, would you?
All right.
It is absolutely diabolical that this would happen, but of course our Supreme Court in the United States is looking more and more to international law today and not constitutional law. So go right ahead, brother.
Well, Dr. Frederick Tobin is a veteran Holocaust skeptic. He has his own opinions about how many Jews were actually killed during World War II. He has his own opinions about the methods whereby they were killed, and it doesn't include gas chambers. But he has been speaking out for a number of decades now. He's an Australian. He has an institute in Australia. But he was en route to the Middle East, stopping at Heathrow Airport in London just October 1st when the Thought Police descended upon him, took him off the airplane, took him into custody under a warrant issued at the behest of Germany to the EU, the European Union, demanding that Tobin be arrested by British police and turned over to the government of Germany. Now, most of us are familiar how that three or four years ago, several similar Holocaust reductionists, Ernst Zundel and Germar Rudolph, were also abducted here in the United States and sent to Germany. They're now in prison in Germany, convicted also of questioning the 6 million figure of Holocaust dead. Now, this is a very frightening precedent for several reasons. This warrant, number one, Britain does not have a law outlawing criticism or skepticism about the Holocaust. Germany does. But what's happened here is that the British have made a treaty with the European Union that if the European Union demands some person inhabiting in England be deported to a European country, then England has to abide by that decision.
Incredible.
Yeah, so here they say their hands are tied. They've got to deliver Tobin over to the German authorities. Now, what we're seeing here is really the long arm of international hate crimes enforcement, where the European Union tells any member of the European Union, we want this or that person delivered up for hate crimes adjudication and so on, and they have to do that. And this is, of course, very frightening because the long arm of international hate crimes jurisdiction could reach to the United States and Canada. And theoretically, we could be extradited to Germany or even Israel in the near future to be tried for crimes against the Jewish people and so on.
Yes, and in Israel, they wanted to execute one of our American citizens that had lived here for years and years because they said he was a Nazi war criminal, and our government turned him over to Israel And praise God for a congressman getting involved and proving that this guy was not the bad guy that they said he was that worked at prison camps that
yes.
were killing Jews.
Uh-huh.
And they were able to rescue him. But this is very serious, brother, because you and I, matter of fact, talking about this tonight, could qualify to be snatched and sent to Germany, just like Ernst Zundel was in Canada.
Yes.
And this is getting very, very serious. In other words, we're not under our laws anymore. We're under international law. And any nation that has a law against speaking out about what the Bible and God wrote about homosexuality can get you in prison in some other country. And I had a Jewish girlfriend named Nancy Lord for a time, and she told me one day, I wasn't probing, I wasn't asking, but she told me that she was a doctor and a lawyer. And she had studied the Holocaust and studied Jewish documents, brother, Jewish books on population of the Jews and where they lived and everything. And she found out that there was only like 2 million Jews in Germany and all of the eastern countries there. So she told me right off the top that they would have had to import 4 million Jews into Germany to kill them, and she knew they didn't do that from around the world. They would have had to import 4 million Jews because there wasn't that many Jews in all of Eastern Europe at that time. So she knew, too, and very bright Jewish people know that there was not 6 million Jews killed, just like this Jewish doctor and lawyer. And they got to keep their mouth quiet about it, though, because they can find themselves dead if they speak out about these things. And you and I can get prosecuted for speaking out about these things, brother. Go right ahead.
Well, what's astonishing about this European Union warrant is that although Frederick Tobin did spend 7 months in a German prison back in 1999 for sharing his beliefs in public in Germany about the alleged Holocaust, nevertheless, he hasn't committed that so-called crime in Germany since then. However, this warrant says that because Dr. Tobin's website spans Germany as well as other European countries, that he, in effect, is speaking in Germany and can be indicted as a violator of the German laws.
Unbelievable, brother. Unbelievable. Hold that thought there, brother. I hear the music. We're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back, folks, with a horrendous situation today where you can be hauled off for a crime in another country. We'll be right back. Okay, folks, we're back here on the Officer Jack McLam program. We're talking about a very serious situation, folks, that they're going to hold us accountable for laws in other countries that we don't even know exist and grab us up and prosecute us in other countries if we don't get this stopped. So let's go right back to our dear brother, Reverend Ted Pike. Go ahead, brother.
Yes, what's really ominous about this European Union warrant against Dr. Tobin is what it says is that if you are on the Internet, if you have a blog, if you have a website, if you are a talk show like Jack has on the Internet and you are spanning over all of these hate laws countries, then it basically says that you are automatically penetrating their social and atmospheric airspace by violating the laws of their land, and they can get a warrant. In Europe today, at least, the European Union can pronounce a warrant for anybody they want to snatch up in any member of the European Union. And tomorrow, that might include the United States, Canada, and Mexico, and so on.
Right.
If we have a North American Union, the same hate laws that govern in Canada now could well become automatically the hate laws of America and so on.
Right.
That's why this case is so significant and why we have to protest it. And now there's another aspect of this warrant which is also very chilling, and that is that this is the first time a warrant has been issued internationally claiming a person is quote-unquote anti-Semitic. They say Dr. Tobin is anti-Semitic. Well, what is anti-Semitism? If you go to a number of modern sources, including dictionaries and the Anti-Defamation League, and they say their definition of anti-Semitism, well, it's just criticism of Jews and the Jewish people and the state of Israel and so on. And so what that does is it makes almost all of us anti-Semitic. Now, add to that that our own U.S. State Department, in its Office of Global Anti-Semitism, which is basically run by the ADL, they, in their 2008 report to Congress, flat out state that any Christian who believes the New Testament, that the Jews masterminded the crucifixion of Christ 2,000 years ago, they are now pronouncing, our own government is pronouncing that anti-Semitism, you see. So what we're seeing here is that almost anyone who's critical of Israel or critical of Jewish leaders or the leaders of Israel or even is critical of the Jews 2,000 years ago for crucifying Christ, they are now considered a hate law, criminals, they are anti-Semitic, and so on, and could theoretically be also apprehended by some warrant, an international warrant, coming out of Europe or someday from the United States itself.
Yes, in other words, if you believe Jesus Christ and you believe the Bible, that the Jews were involved in his crucifixion, you are anti-Semite and you can be prosecuted.
Not only that, but you see, what they're also wanting to do is to make us into hate criminals and therefore domestic terrorists. Now, right now, Senator Edward Kennedy and even the FBI are telling us that hate crimes are really domestic terrorism.
That's right, brother.
My niece, Harmony Grant, has an excellent article at our website, www.truthtellers.org, in which she points out that more and more the FBI is taking on itself a primary role of invading states' law enforcement and in going after hate crimes complaints and supposed offenses on the local state level where they have no jurisdiction. And
if you go to the
FBI website now, you will find the FBI is very proudly claiming that prosecution of hate crimes on the local level is a top priority, and they are saying the reason they are doing that is because hate crimes, we're talking about so-called hate crimes against homosexuals, Jews, blacks, etc., the FBI now is claiming that hate crimes on the local level are really domestic terrorism. Now,
I've got the flyer here that we police officers were given, brother, about 15 years ago in Phoenix, Arizona, right from the FBI, and we were not allowed to show this to the public. It was for our eyes only, and it says on the front, if you encounter any of the following, please call the Joint Terrorism Task Force, Federal Bureau of Investigation, and it gives us a phone number there, and in the inside of this brochure, it lists defenders of the Constitution as domestic terrorists. People making numerous references to the U.S. Constitution as domestic terrorists, and they use the term that Butch Reno, lesbian Butch Reno, our attorney general, named Christians, doomsday cult-type groups.
Yes.
That was her name for Christians, and they've got us listed there, brother, as domestic terrorists.
Yes.
So you're right on target, and then they... When this got out, because we had a lot of police officers in Phoenix that were constitutionalists because of my work, and also a lot of them were Christians, and they handed this out to the public, made hundreds and hundreds of copies, and there was such a row about it, the FBI said, oh, that was a mistake. We didn't tell this guy to put that publication together, but yet they've got all their logo on the front of it and everything, brother. And so you're right. It's they're making these concentration camps now, and we've heard from our military intel that they're going to pick up 50 million Americans and put them in these concentration camps in the U.S. here. And most of those are going to be Christians.
Yes. Well, you know, the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, of course, has a tawdry record of being involved with the FBI, the U.S. Justice Department, and so on. And, of course, teaching all local police precincts in America their twisted definitions of hate and hate crime and bias and homophobia and all those kinds of things.
Right.
And in the ADL literature to police officers, they ask the question, do you have an unexplained hate crime in your community? And they suggest that the local police look for any organizations in that community which might teach bias against homosexuals. And, of course, that means the local First Baptist Church down the street, the Assembly of God Church down the street, because
Christians,
those are high-profile
Christians that read the Holy Bible.
That's right. High-profile Christian groups which quote out of Leviticus saying that homosexuality is an abomination and so on.
That's right.
What we are seeing, especially coming out from the U.S. State Department's Office of Global Anti-Semitism, is an attempt to put a noose, an encircling noose around all. We're talking about tens of millions of evangelical Christians in the United States who agree with Mel Gibson, who agree with the New Testament, that the Jewish leaders did mastermind the crucifixion of Christ. And our own government is now telling us, are all anti-Semites. And up in Canada, these anti-Semites are hate criminals.
Hey, brother, listen, I hear the music. We're going to go to a break, but I want you to answer us something when we get back. I read, I think, on your website that even the Jewish publications and Jewish books extol the virtue of them killing Jesus. And so when we get back, I want you to tell us if you know where that is and what books it is that they actually admitted.
You won't see the roosters walking arm in arm.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McClam program, and I can assure you, you'll never see two roosters walking arm in arm. But that could get you tried. Playing that song, brother, might just get us tried for denigrating the homosexuals out there, or hate thought crimes against the homosexuals. What do you think, Reverend Pike?
Well, certainly in Canada it would. Up in Canada right now, that song would be holding homosexuals up to hatred and contempt. And if that were played in BC, not only the program who aired that, but the radio station who played it would be an indictable under Section 319 of the Federal Hate Crimes Law. The initial fine would be at least $5,000. If anything like that was ever repeated, that would be contempt of court and prison for the radio station owners or the talk show host. That's the reality in Canada today, and that's what is almost happening now here in the United States. For example, in California, under SB 777, it is now considered a hate offense in the public schools of California for any young person, any faculty member to criticize homosexuality. They can be subject to strict discipline, for example, losing your job or being expelled from school. And similarly, over in Colorado, under Governor Bill Ritter's new law, it is illegal for any business in the state of Colorado now to in any way criticize homosexuality. So what's happening is that we have a kind of a creeping hate laws now that are taking the land legislature by legislature. And as many of our listeners are aware, we have successfully defeated a federal hate crimes law. But nevertheless, the ADL, who is behind all this legislation, is kind of going to plan B, which is to knock off the local legislatures, causing not only them to ratify hate crimes laws, but to enforce Canadian-style hate law prosecutions against American citizens.
It's diabolical, brother, diabolical. Now, my question to you before we went to break is that somewhere I've read in Jewish literature, and it might have been the Talmud, that they were reveling and talking and telling each other, the Jews, that they had murdered Christ and had crucified him. What document was that in, brother? Do you remember?
Well, that certainly is in the Babylonian Talmud. The Talmud, of course, is the writings of the Pharisees, the same Pharisees who crucified Jesus Christ,
put
all of their oral traditions, which Jesus said had made the law of God of none effect, they put that all together into the vast and rambling Babylonian Talmud. It was largely accumulated and codified in Babylon, and it actually in Gittin, in Treatise Gittin of 56b through 57a, is the very famous passage in which Jesus is viewed in hell, and he is rising and boiling a hot semen, and he's telling the person who's calling down to him that they should bless Israel because Israel is the apple of God's eye. And that is the judgment on Jesus Christ, whom the Talmud views as an idolater, a false prophet, a heretic, a sorcerer, and so on.
Yes.
And similarly,
that's a very evil, hateful book. I'll tell you what, the most hateful book I've ever read, and I've only read parts of it, is the Babylonian Talmud and the Kabbalah.
Yeah.
The most hateful books I've ever seen, where they say repeatedly it's okay to kill even the best of the goyim, Gentiles out there, and Christians should be put to death, and God or Jesus is boiling in a pot of hot semen in hell. I mean, it's the most hateful book on earth, yet there's nothing said against that, is there, Ted Pike?
No. In fact, these Jewish activists, like the Anti-Defamation League, they get up on their high horse and they pontificate to all of us concerning the evils of bias and prejudice and stereotyping and so on, that there is no literature in the history of mankind which is more biased, hateful, prejudiced, bigoted, and then the Babylonian Talmud of the Jews. And yet, the Babylonian Talmud is held up by all Orthodox Jews, by the Orthodox, the ultra-Orthodox, the conservative Jews, even the Reformed Jews, as their ultimate legal and ethical and religious authority in this world, far surpassing the authority of the law of Moses and the prophets.
That's
The Talmud is full of hatred against not only Gentiles, but of the followers of Jesus. And I'm just looking in my book, Israel, Our Duty, Our Dilemma, where I have a number of quotes.
Yeah, I've got a copy of that I've been reading for the second time, brother, and you have it all laid out in that book. I wish you'd give out information where our listeners could get a copy of that book.
Yeah, well, my book, Israel, Our Duty, Our Dilemma, is available online at www.truthtellers.org. It's 345 pages. Exhaustively documenting everything I say, and tens of thousands of it are in circulation. But you can order that online there. It's $24.90 postpaid, and you can either order that through your credit card online, or you can order it from our post office box, which is P.O. Box 828 Clackamas. That's spelled CLACAMAS. That's Clackamas, Oregon, 97015.
Give that address one more time.
That would be the National Prayer Network. National Prayer Network, P.O. Box 828, Clackamas. That's spelled CLACAMAS. Clackamas, Oregon, 97015, and that's the $24.90. We'll rush that to you.
Say this, brother, that I have not read a book more thorough or better researched, and you use the quotes of many, many Jewish publications and Jews in your book.
Yes.
As the documentation that this is real, folks. It's truly real. And you should get that book and read that book and pass it on to your friends and relatives.
Yeah, actually, if people wanted a quick copy, they could just call me at home. And my number is area 503-631-3808. That's area 503-631-3808. We also have four other major video documentaries on this general subject of Zionism and hate laws and so on. And those are available also. You can order those. In fact, you can order those online and see a preview of those at truthtellers.org.
Okay, now the name of your book again was what, so they can write it down?
Yes, it's Israel, Our Duty, Our Dilemma. Israel, Our Duty, Our Dilemma.
Right. Okay, good, brother. Yeah, I'm just, as you're speaking tonight about this, these hate crimes for doubting the Holocaust, I'm remembering this girlfriend of mine who is a Jewish doctor, lawyer, telling me that most intelligent Jews know that 6 million figure is absolutely wrong by at least 4 million.
Uh-huh.
But she said they're not allowed to speak about it because they want to keep the con job up for the Gentiles out there to believe it.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, I hear the music again, Reverend Pike. Hang on there. We'll be back with you right after these important messages on the Genesis Communication Network. Be right back, folks.
Johnny Satan, henchman of the year.
Okay, folks, we're coming right back. We don't have much time left. Let's go right back to Reverend Ted Pike. Reverend Ted Pike, what are we going to do about this? What do you suggest we do in order to stop this kind of absolute diabolical reaching across countries and oceans to snatch somebody up and take them to another country for prosecution? What do we do, Brother Ted?
Well, I would suggest our listeners come to my website, which is www.truthtellers.org, and read my latest article on it. This is called International Hate Laws Bite Down. It's right there on the homepage at truthtellers.org.
Right.
In that article, at the end of that article, we have actually listed members of the government in Britain who should get a phone call from you, an international phone call, if you do have that service. And then that's at the end of the article. But at our website, we also have many more email addresses of prominent heads of parties in Parliament, the major parties of Parliament, who should be receiving voices of protest. Now, a lot of people will say, well, that isn't the United States. That's their problem over there in the U.K. And
no, it's not. It's coming to a country, a county near you.
That's right.
Yeah.
And if we can set up an international howl of protest, keeping the UE warrant system from spreading to out of Europe to America and so on, we'll be doing a great service to ourselves and to our nation and to our children, because what we've got to let them know is that we are not going to allow legal international precedents to be established which give warrants from governments that can leap over national boundaries, national sovereignty, in order to descend on citizens who are politically incorrect, who violate the standards of so-called tolerance in the New World Order. We've got to let them know that national sovereignty still means a great deal to us, and if we're going to enact laws, we will allow our legislature to either enact or repeal laws, but we are not going to defer to the United Nations or some European power who wants to haul us before a hate crime tribunal far from our native country.
Absolutely, brother. And I think the ADL and the AIPAC and these organizations, the Jewish Defense League, I think it's all to destroy Christianity. And they're starting with homos, saying you can't say anything against homos and you can't say anything about the 6 million killed. But I think, brother, it's to crush Christians and Christianity. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, actually, in this article, I describe how that in Israel today, the Knesset, the Parliament of Israel, is even now deliberating legislation which will empower Israel to demand from any nation in the whole planet that people who question the 6 million figure can be deported to Israel for crimes against the Jewish people, can be tried there, can be convicted and imprisoned in Israel. That's in the Knesset right now. Also,
yeah.
Also Israel, I talk about in this article at truthtellers.org, I talk about how that the Sanhedrin, the ancient Pharisaic Sanhedrin of 71 Pharisees, is now been restored. It's established in Israel, and already this governing international body, as it describes itself, is taking a supremacy and sovereignty over other nations. And for example, just recently it demanded that China submit itself to the Noahide laws, the Talmudic laws, which include the death sentence of anyone who's guilty of idolatry. And that, of course, means Christians. The Talmud is full of the idea that Christianity is worship of the false prophet Jesus Christ and the blasphemous idea of a three-in-one Trinity God. According to the Talmud, that is all blasphemy and worthy of death and so on. But what we're seeing today in Israel is the emergence of the ancient, a rebirth of the ancient Sanhedrin of the Jews, which sentenced Jesus to death, and will become the hate crimes authority, the adjudicating power of the whole world in the years ahead. That's exactly what they're promising to do, establishing Judaic Talmud law over all of mankind. And so what we have to do is we have to hold back these tremendous forces of totalitarian international hate crimes enforcement before they spread to this side of the hemisphere.
Very difficult, brother, because according to our soldiers, and a lot of soldiers, matter of fact, high up in the organization of our military, tell me, and it is true, I found out that the communist Zionists, Gentiles that call themselves Jews and are not, as Jesus said in Revelation 2:9, but are the synagogue of Satan, have control of Israel, and many Jews have come out strong, millions of Jews have come out strong against the Zionism. In several, three websites now they have, JewsAgainstZionism.com, JewsNotZionist.org, and another one I can't think of right now, but they know that these Gentiles that control Israel are communist Zionist Gentiles, not Jews. They're lying, phony Jews, as the Bible said, Jesus said in the last days it would be so. But also in America, our top military leaders, many of them are Jewish. They're of this synagogue of Satan, and they are the Gentiles that call themselves Jews and are not. And they control the military in America. They control the Capitol, the Congress, the Senate, the Supreme Court of the United States, and the White House today. So, brother, we got a fight on our hands, because I'm looking here at the people in Parliament in England. And Baroness Heyman, that's Jewish. Michael Martin, that's Jewish. Harriet Harman, that's Jewish. And I don't know about Cameron, David Cameron, the MP. But I see Gordon Brown, he's Jewish. And so it's just the same way in America, brother. We have, we're under, seems like they're total control today.
Well, the important thing is that we raise such a hullabaloo that none of this can be done under the rug, in secret, in a corner, and so on. We have to get it out, get the whole world protesting and sounding the alarm. And I'm hoping, since this broadcast and my e-alerts go around the world, that by giving a lot of these names at truthtellers.org of people in the British government, we can have calls coming not only from the United States, but calls coming throughout the world,
depending
on the British legislative and government system.
Uh-huh.
And we are seeing some really good signs. For example, up in Canada, there's been a tremendous protest throughout Canada against their hate crimes laws. The Maclean's magazine, was indicted for a hate crime, and Mark Stein, and yet that's been largely thrown out in Canada. It may well be that if we can continue to influence the governments of Canada, the UK, and other hate crimes systems like Australia and so on, we can put a damp towel, a wet blanket on the further progress of this totalitarian conspiracy.
Praise God, brother. Great idea. But it takes activism, folks. Go to Psalms 94:16, where Jesus, or God himself, tells you to rise up against the evildoers and stand up against the workers of iniquity. And Brother Ted Pike, if we don't do what God told us to do, we're going to stand before the Lord one day and answer his questions why we didn't do what Psalms 94:16 tells us to do.
Yes, and we are looking forward in the next several months to a new Congress and to the reintroduction of at least a half a dozen Orwellian hate crimes bills in Congress. And people had better begin to brace themselves to do a lot of calling, especially next January. And, of course, I'll be all over talk radio orchestrating and alerting those protests. We should realize that we did defeat a full six Orwellian anti-Christian bills in this last 110th Congress. And by the grace of God, if all of us do our part, we may well do that in the next Congress, regardless of who is in the White House.
Hallelujah, brother. That's right. But it takes activism. You know, you can't just sit back and say, well, next week I'm getting to heaven out of here, so I don't have to do anything.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, brother, we love you, and thank you so much for giving these warnings to us. We're looking forward to having you back on, and we're going to defeat these things. I truly believe if we get together and we all act, we can defeat these things. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Jack.
God bless you now. Take care. Say hi to your wife for me, will you?
I will.
Okay, Lord bless you, brother. Take care.